All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed.
Is that the
podcast.
Dory doing the whale call? Is that what
I wasn't going to tag it because I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, well, it
Kevin.
Was. It was a pretty good impression. I'm Kevin. Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed.
I'm Jenna.
Today we have one of our favorite people, sweetest, funniest,
cutest,
Jemma Mays, Emma Pillsbury herself is here to talk about her Glee experience and all the wonderful, funny things. We learned a lot, actually.
We did learn a lot. There's a lot of things we didn't know, and
as we
also
keep doing
we
this,
laughed a lot.
It's fascinating to know how much we didn't know about people before they like came onto the show. You know, like what, like their journey getting there. And it surprises me that we did not ask anyone when we were actually shooting it.
No, I love that though. I love hearing about their journey to Glee, and no pun intended. And it's fun to like revisit it in a different way. Our guests seem to enjoy it as well. So
it's been really fun.
Jemma, be prepared to laugh a lot. So I hope you peed before your drive to work because... she's the loveliest. Jemma Mays.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm here.
You're healthy. Last time we saw you was for Snixmas and you were sick.
I was so sick for like weeks. It didn't. This was everybody's Christmas, wasn't it? Everybody was sick over and over.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But I'm much better now.
Good.
You look and sound great.
I just had a walk to get myself, my brain ready to talk.
Prepare yourself.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here and joining us.
So good to see you.
Thanks for having me. It's nice to see you guys too.
We saw that you know, there was an article saying that you wanted us to invite you onto the show. So we were threatened. But like, don't be fooled. Jemma looks like she's nice,
scared.
But she's intimidating. So we had to do this.
We were forced.
I get my way usually through force. That's if you look at me, you can tell that's normally how I weasel my way in to most things. Dope, that's me. No, yes, I was doing press, and I remember it was really funny when you do press and you've been on Glee, you still just get asked about Glee. That's all you can like.
No matter what.
No matter what. But they kept asking if I was going to be on your show. And I don't know. but I got it. My mom was like, that wasn't very nice. I saw a thing saying you're going to send a nasty text to Kevin. And that's not nice. And I was like, if you watch the video, it was a joke.
It is true. What you were saying, no matter what we do, no matter what kind of press, like, you're in all these gigantic movies and they're just going to ask you about Glee.
It's literally all about Glee. It's always amazing, though. I mean, it's nice because you're like, oh, I feel like that's where I get my intel. Like, this is what's going on with everybody that you come in for a while. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I didn't know they were doing that. Oh, that's lovely. She's in a show. Like, it's like catching up through this other filter. So it's nice. It's not a bad thing. It's just a funny thing that
it happens. Is a funny thing, though, because it's very true.
Yeah.
So, Jaima, we read somewhere that you met Matt before the show. True or false?
That's true.
Tell us the story.
We did another pilot together, probably 2 years before Glee.
What pilot did you do together?
How did we not know that when we were doing this show?
I don't know. You should have read more about me.
Yeah. You were keeping secrets.
I was keeping a lot of big secrets. No, we did a pilot called Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office. And it was I think it was ABC show. It was a half hour comedy. And that's why, and we were sort of like love interests on that show. So that's why when I heard he got cast right before I did in Glee. I was like, well, they're never going to cast us again. Like, right. That's just not going to happen. So I'd sort of written it off as a, like, this isn't going to go thing. But so 2 years before, and then it was a pilot that didn't get picked up.
Crazy.
I know.
It's one of those stories. Like, well, it's sort of, I'm glad. At the time, I'm sure it was terrible that it didn't get picked up, but I'm glad it didn't, because then we all got you.
Yeah, we all got to be together. I know.
Okay, so tell us your journey to Glee. Can you tell the people and us, because I actually don't know, I didn't do my reading, how you got the job as Miss Emma Pillsbury?
Yeah, I mean, I auditioned, I think like the rest of us all, yeah. I remember getting the script. I think I was in Canada because I was newlywed. I was just married and I was in Canada with Adam, who's my husband, everyone. And he was working and I got the script up there. And I remember thinking, I think this is a good script maybe. Mm. And they were like, would you like to audition? And I said, yes. Yeah. So I flew back and auditioned. And I remember I had to go in. I don't know if you guys had what your first audition was like, but I went in the first time on the Paramount lot and everybody was in like a room with a big table. So I had to do my audition sort of sitting at a table and it was really awkward. And then I had to sing sitting at the table. And I remember, I think because I was so nervous and feeling so awkward about it all, which probably worked to my advantage in the end. Like I remember leaving and I phoned my manager who I'm close with and I was like, no way, not gonna happen. That was a really bad audition. not going further. And I think I must have flown back to Canada and then got a call back and then flew back and then we tested like the rest of you in that big awkward room with everyone. Mm-hmm. And then that was it. So I did the whole, I think we all probably had very similar processes.
Sounds like it. I also thought bombed our auditions. So yeah.
Yeah, all of us. Right? No, all of us. Yes. Like, didn't get that one.
All of us.
What did you sing for your audition?
I sang "Touch a Touch a Touch Me."
What?
Which is what was why it was so exciting. I got to do it in the show. I know.
How wow!
Because you also, I remember hearing that for the first time. Because you didn't get to sing a lot, and then you sang that song. It's like, oh, she's nailing this because you knew it.
Well,
you knew it
I knew it. I didn't. So I'm not really a singer. I didn't really sing like. I don't have a big musical background like you guys. But I had done one musical in LA and it was Rocky Horror. So I was like, I know a song. I know a song I can sing. And it just so happened that it sort of worked in this funny way for this Emma Pillsbury character.
Wow.
And yeah, so that was, I was very lucky that I had something up my sleeve.
So as someone who didn't have a lot of musical background, you got given one of the hardest musical theater songs on Broadway in the show. I'm not getting married.
Yeah, that was terrifying. That was so scary.
How hard was that for you?
Well, first of all, anytime I got a musical number, I was terrified because I would watch you guys do it. And I was like, you guys are legit and you know what's happening and you're all really, really good. So I'd get really nervous to have to do anything because I was comparing myself to these amazing people on camera. But yeah, when that one came in, I was like, well, that's just not possible. Actually, I remember when they said, oh, you're going to do this song. I listened to the original, which is really, really fast. And I was like, okay, if I really, really work at it, I can do it. You know, like I gave myself a real good pep talk. And then they sent over the version, which was exponentially faster than the original. And I was like, well, no, that's not, we can't, I'm sorry. Nobody can do that. That's impossible. And I think we did, it took a lot of recording because I kept getting stuck on, it's the 20, I can't remember all the lyrics, but it's the 20 something dinner plates, da 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 da, knives and candlesticks. Yes. I couldn't say candlesticks fast enough. So yeah, let's just do it like 100 times. I was like, nobody can do it. Nobody can say candlesticks that fast. Kept going
over and over. It's one of those things you're like, I had a lot of moments like this where you're like, I never thought that my life would lead to this. I'm having a meltdown about this word in a recording studio. Yes. This is my life.
Yes. That's right. That's right. I'm so thankful for it, but it's impossible.
Yeah. Oh, you got to do some cool musical numbers, though. I feel like yours were very, very special.
Yeah.
Like, I remember coming to watch like you and Matt do a couple musical numbers.
Like
together.
The one in the box. Which one was the one in the box?
That was You're All the World to Me, which is probably the most memorable one for me because of the box, that box that would just spin and spin.
It was amazing to see that.
It was unreal.
And we had to take Dramamine. Do you know this? We had to take Dramamine because we were getting sick dancing. So we had to take, because it gives you real motion sickness and you're doing it over and over and over. So we took Dramamine. And I remember one day we were rehearsing and I'd taken the Dramamine, rehearsing and dancing, spinning, do the whole thing. And then I got out of the box and Baby Spice was there. And I was like, am I hallucinating? Why is there Bunting here? What's happening? This is too much.
I feel like that is the perfect summation of what the experience of being on Glee was like.
Right?
Dramamine in a moving box and then thinking you're hallucinating but actually seeing Baby Spice.
She was actually there. Yeah.
Sorry, back up.
Like, well, I'm Emma Bunting. And I was like, sure you are, honey. Sure.
And I'm Scary Spice.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so the box that, for people who have only seen the show and didn't see the behind the scenes, the box was actually this massive box that they built that rotated what degree? Every 90 degrees, right? 90 degrees.
And it would spin.
It just kept spinning.
Kept spinning.
Yeah.
It's called a gimbal box, everyone.
Gimbal box. You might want to YouTube it if you've never seen one.
And look that up just to make sure I'm not lying.
I believe you anyway, though.
I said it with such authority. Anyone would believe
me. Anybody would have believed you because
she could tell me and him, like, oh, you're right. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. But when you're shooting it, so it looks like they're upside down on the side of the walls. It's crazy. Anyway,
yeah, it looks like they're on the ceilings and crawling on. Yes, no.
It wasn't Frank Sinatra, was it? Somebody invented the Fred Astaire. One of those people that you've heard of that danced.
One of those famous dance legends.
Yeah, invented it, and then that's how it came to be.
Brilliant.
I remember like growing up, and it was in an NSYNC music video, and watching making the video, and then. For me on set that day, I specifically came to watch you guys because it was my boy band moment of, oh my gosh, I'm like,
get you in the gimbal.
It's in real life. Like, I didn't know I'd ever get to see one of these.
A real life gimbal.
Yeah. Okay. Woo. And like, never mind. I'm not impressed anymore. I got to go see Baby Spice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What was Baby Spice doing there?
A baby.
She was interviewing us.
She was interviewing us for something, right?
Yeah. Hmm. And it was a...
She was
it was like a special report for some network over. I don't remember what it was, but
something.
I just remember sneaking, like, we knew she was coming, and I remember telling Telly, like, you're gonna have to come with me. Like, I'm just, he's like, I don't think I can. That's, I'm like, no, just walk in with me. Like, what are they gonna do?
Right.
Like, Baby Spice is here. There's no way we're not all meeting her.
That's right. It's worth getting fired. That's
yeah, right. Yeah. I'm like, who cares? And it worked.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it was a special on Sky TV called I Heart Glee. That's what she was doing.
Oh,
yes.
You didn't move your eyes. You were able to talk about a thing and look up something, and you're a multitasker.
You know, I wish I could let that slide and just be like, you're right, I did that. But we have an incredible producer.
Slide into our DMs with like every unknown thing. They're like, yes, that's right. Yeah. No, this is wrong.
She found it.
You didn't like bat an eyelash.
That's right.
I'm like, what is that? Like, my get all weird.
No, it just came to me. I just have my recall.
Wow. You have the gimbal of recalls. But no, what was so nice about Duke, because again, I didn't do very many, the musical numbers is every time I would do one, it gave me clarity on what you guys were doing all the time. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait, that, because I would get really thrown for an episode if I had a song. And I'd be like, how do you do all this? And you're doing multiple songs with rehearsals and the whole, the, you know, dance rehearsals, singing, acting, like a whole, all the time. So I it always gave me clarity on what your schedules were like, and even more respect for what you were doing, because you were also incredible, but working so hard.
Well, Jenna and I had that same feeling whenever we had more than two lines in an episode, and we were like, oh God, how do we actually have to like talk in a scene? And that would freak us out for an entire episode, because the musical numbers we were used to.
You're like, no problem.
Yeah.
You're like, now I have to act?
Do you remember once you and I, we were at Bernstein High School. I don't remember what the musical number was, but you were like sitting there watching us, or maybe it was a scene. It was something. And you and I were having a competition to see who was the most expensive extra for that episode. And you're like, I think I have two lines. I'm like, I think I have one, and it probably will get cut. And you were like, challenge, let's see.
And one of them did get cut.
Yeah, it was. I think
that's,
we ended up
really funny. No, but
both having
like
one.
Something we would do. That sounds. Yeah. That sounds about right. Yes.
It does. I remember. I forgot what season it was, but I'm sure we'll get to it at some point during this podcast. Where you and I had a whole episode together because we were doing the musical or the play. And
oh yeah, yes, that's right. We went with Dara, right?
Yep, it was the three of us up on that table, like where Shu would sit all the time.
What a crew.
That was what a crew.
And it was maybe the hardest I've laughed ever working on that show, because Dot is extremely funny, but I feel like people don't, you're just so good at acting, and you're also one of the funniest
humans.
Like, wittiest, quickest people I have ever met in my entire life. And I don't know if people know that about you. But when people ask me still to this day, like, who's the funniest person you know or ever worked with, you're like top two. Oh, it was like you and Naya are probably the quickest people I've ever met.
My mom got to you, didn't she?
And the deposit worked. It went through. Tell her the check cleared.
The check cleared.
Good job, mommy. Oh, that's very nice. I always felt that about you guys. I mean, it was, but everybody was very funny on the show, don't you think? I mean, everybody, the banter was always quick and everyone.
Yes.
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is, and I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes. We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality. For that price, I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I can't imagine what it's like in your household because you and Adam together, it's like you're already the funniest, quickest person I've ever met. And then when you two get together, it's just amplified. Oh. And the both of you...
They could have their own variety show, truly.
Oh my gosh.
Well, he's the funniest person to me. But I can tell you now that we have a six-year-old, we are considered not funny at all.
Oh, of course. You're embarrassing
now.
Oh,
yes.
I was embarrassing for the first time last week when my... son, we do this thing. They have this thing at his school where once every couple of months, the parents get to come and you get to have a burger with your child. And I was like, shoot, I get to come to school tomorrow. And he goes, yeah, about that. And I was like, oh, he was like, maybe don't talk to me. And I was like, no. Oh, do I embarrass you? And he was like, maybe it's a little embarrassing. And I was like, oh, you want to be embarrassed?
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, exactly. So all day, the next day he was like, what are you gonna do? What's gonna happen? Please, mommy, no.
I would be scared if you were my parents as well.
Yes.
And there was a challenge to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Is he funny?
You know what? He is funny. He likes
She's like, not as funny as us, but he's funny.
Yeah, like he tries, but
he tries. Bless him. he is very funny, and he likes to. You can tell when he's like, he's still very young, obviously, but you can tell he like tries to make his little friends laugh. And like he loves trying to do like a pratfall. Like he loves stuff like that.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. Physical comedy.
He likes a little physical comedy.
We love that. And we read
a bit, which Adam are like, he just did a bit. He's doing bits.
he's still pretty young.
He's your guys' son, for sure.
Has he been able to see you guys in anything that you've done? And in particular, has he been able to see any of the musical numbers or anything?
No, he hasn't. He's not into any musical stuff yet. That hasn't come up. He watched, for the first time, he watched me in a movie. I just did this movie called Disenchanted, and
yes,
for his age, right? So I was like, oh, perfect. Mm. And at first he wasn't so sure. He was like, I don't know if I want to watch you, which I get. It's weird.
Yeah.
Right? It's like maybe weird to see your mom, do something different. And I had a wig, and remember when we were filming, had this big blonde wig, and I would send him little videos and send him pictures of me on set. And he was young when we were doing it. He just turned 4 maybe when we were doing it. And I videoed him one day with my big blonde wig on, and he goes, don't come home like that. It terrified him. So I get it. Like, seeing your parents in a different way is can be a little jarring, but he decided he wanted to watch it. And at the end he went, good job, Mom.
Like, oh, that's cute. That's really cute.
Just needed that affirmation.
That's so cute.
The ultimate validation right there.
That's right.
How was it working with Shankman again?
He's just so fun, isn't he? And so like full of energy and like, oh, he's just, yeah, I love him to bits and pieces. So yeah, it was great working with him again. And seeing him do those high kicks all day long.
He was always such a jokester on set and like kept the energy up. You're right. Like he was just a constant ball of energy.
You're right. He's very good at keeping things going, and he knows what he wants. He knows what he's looking for. It's nice working with people again, because they know who you are and what you do.
Yes.
So you can feel a little more confident, I think, walking in. Sure. It's like, he knows I'm stupid and silly. Great. Mm-hmm. We'll have a nice time.
Especially because he got to do Rocky Horror. And so he knows the lengths at which you can pull out the craziness.
It can pull out the silly. Yes. That's really, like, silly.
We have to talk about the pamphlets in Emma Pillsbury's office.
Yes. Good.
We always look for the pamphlets and what they say. Do you remember the pamphlets? Did you have a favorite pamphlet? Did you have to use the pamphlets ever?
Would I have to use them like in my real life? Jayma. You really need this one today. Jayma, you're too depressed to even open this pamphlet. That was so funny.
Now, I mean, as Emma, did you use the pamphlets in the scenes?
Yes, we did. We did. Okay. Yes, and one of the funniest ones to me was Amber and Cord were in my office. And I think they were having like a thing. But they were dating other people or something. I can't remember the exact storyline, but I handed her a pamphlet that said, so you're a hoe. and then I think I handed him a pamphlet right at that. So you're in love with a two-timing hoe or something.
Yes.
So you're a hoe or you're a two-timing hoe. It was something very silly like that. And I remember finding that one really difficult to like right face, guidance counselor face. There were so many good ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know there are pictures online of them. Like some people have taken like snapshots. That was another one. So you're a hag. Maybe you won't be alone forever. Maybe there were like lots of sort of random.
Mommy, why does it burn down there?
yes. Mommy, why does it burn down there? There were so many. My mom's bipolar and always yelling at me. That was one that I feel like cropped up a lot. There were lots of weird, really strange. I don't know who thought of all of those. I don't know.
Was it like Ian and then he gave them to props to like print? I wonder if it's Ian.
Mix of the two, you know? I think people started getting into it, trying to come up with better ones and, you know, or funny ones. And yeah, I think
is that something I should ask Ryan about?
Yes.
Just who did these? I'll send him a text.
Did this,
please.
Yeah. Whose fault is this? Yeah. Did you do anything like special in your office to make it like feel like for your character, or was it all
then? It was
already in there.
Well, no, I think a lot of it was already in there, and I think that to me was what made the show from a character stuff, and for me this was one of the best jobs I've had because it was all set up for that, right?
Mm-hmm. Like. Mm-hmm.
I remember the office was just so, and she always had, this was pre-COVID sanitizers ready yep. to go, and pencils were always in a line, and they always had these funny little props that mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, she would have that in her office. So they thought about that stuff way more than I did. But then so did like hair, you know, hair made her hair was just so, and Lou Iyer with the clothes being just so. And it was one of those jobs where it really felt like everybody was influencing your character
yeah.
in the best way possible. And I think that's why Emma felt like Emma. It was mm-hmm. not just me. It was all of these other people putting their mark on these characters of the show. And I think that's why one of the reasons why the characters were so special.
Right. Yeah, Ryan always talks about like creating the world, creating yeah. the, and then having like literally everybody at the top of their game, like doing their bit to help create that world.
So, okay, I texted Ryan to ask who came up with the pamphlets, and lo and behold, he answered me and said it was Ian. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
I was going to say we guess Ian a lot and we're probably wrong, but anyway,
we talk about on the podcast a lot. Emma Pillsbury's clothes, because they were the best. Oh, they still are the best.
Yeah, best wardrobe of the entire show.
Was this a collaborative thing or was this all Lou? Like, what was your first fitting like?
I wish it was collaborative. I wish I had style. I'm basically wearing the sweater of a 5-year-old at the moment.
It looks great. You look like you really tried for the podcast. I'm like us better.
Color, everybody, color. I love color. No, that was not me at all. And I remember being actually kind of shocked, not in a bad way, but I don't think I knew what to expect when I went in for the first fitting. And it's funny, in the audition, I did wear a pencil skirt because I just thought she seemed sort of buttoned up. But that's the only thing that was similar from what I had thought in my head she might wear. But mm-hmm. no, all the different colors and the pastels and the bows. Oh, my God, all the bows.
Oh, yeah.
And brooches and like the cardies and it was the mints and mint colors and pastel colors and all mm-hmm. that stuff. That was all Lou, I'm assuming. And I know Ryan probably puts his stamp and has his vision and all that. So it was probably them together. But no, that none of that was me, but it was incredible. The clothes,
I mean, down to the shoes. It's like they were all perfect. Everything was perfect.
Always.
Good.
Always.
And I remember talking with Lou about how her budget must have mostly been on brooches. She was just spending money on brooches.
I wouldn't believe that. You would walk in and she'd be like, I found this frog brooch. Like, oh, a frog brooch. And then there'd be like little frog earrings to go with it. A frog.
So
I mean, it was just like someone was on staff just to find these.
You were walking art.
I was
it was incredible.
It was amazing. No, what she did was incredible.
What are some of your, or what is your favorite memories from set, or like, what was your favorite time on set thing to do? Obviously, musical numbers made you nervous. So,
yeah, they were still fun. I still enjoyed it. It was a challenge.
Yeah.
I appreciated. I think, when I think about doing Glee, some of it starts to become a bit of a blur, which I wonder if you guys feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Do so many seasons and got so busy and things got so big and the whole thing. So for me, I do feel like the first 13 in my mind were the episodes that I remember the most. And they felt, I feel like you guys have said very similar things to this. They felt like the most special because they hadn't aired and we were creating this thing and we didn't quite know what the thing was or what it was going to be or anything, but it felt like this wonderful little thing that was ours. And we were having this experience together.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember filming it And again, like for me, this was all new, like being on a show that was running, that was doing 13 was new. Doing this character was new. I was just married. That was new. I just bought a house. I was having all these new moments in my life. It was a really magical time in my life for many, many reasons, not just being on the show, but I do remember feeling like there was this, it was almost like this simmering, bubbling thing happening when we were filming those first 13. And it felt like something really special was being made. So for me, those first 13 will always be the most memorable because of that and everything else that was going on in my life at the time. Hmm. Yeah. And just knowing, I think this is really special. No matter what happens with it, it felt really special. This feels like a special thing to be a part of. And I felt really thankful to be part of it.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Something we talked about a little earlier was your scene that is one of my all-time favorite scenes of you in the car crying, screaming all by myself.
All by myself!
me and my friends still quote to this day.
So funny.
Okay. Do you have, and I mean, I think that's also part of it is that it is in those first batch of episodes where all of that is just imprinted on our minds.
Yeah.
Do you have like any favorite like comedic little bits moments like that where, because that's like you're playing this character who's uptight or is very controlling of her situation every single moment. Yeah. And then you have this finally like a release. It was the first time we got to see her be silly in that way.
Right.
And it was like her first sort of like musical-ish moment.
Yes, no, that's true.
Anytime that it was like you got to sort of break from what Emma was presenting all the time.
Yeah, Yeah, those were always nice moments. And so going along those lines, there was like a moment, I think this was first 13, I'd have to double check, but where Emma calls Will a slut. She goes into the teacher's lounge and she's like, she confronts him because she thinks he's been sleeping around or something. And in the teacher's lounge, she's like, you're a slut, you're a slut, you're a slut. Like, she, you know, so that was like a moment for her to like let it all out a little bit.
Break out of her shell.
And it was so nice. I feel like they were very fair to this character and they let her have moments like that from time to time. Mm-hmm. Whether or not, like, because I think Sue was like instigating that one and pulling it out of her. But I think they would let her have these moments. Like they would, you know, Will and I would have a fight every now and again. I was like, well, that was nice. They're real people. That was great. But yeah, I do. Funnily enough, I do remember doing that little clip in the car, that all by myself, because I think they even had like the rain going on the car.
Yes.
This tiny little clip, but they really pulled out all the stops to make that funny. And Aaron McCash was doing makeup, was really making it look really funny. The mascara, like she'd been singing and crying for a long time. And again, like this whole thing's coming together to make it really funny.
Yeah.
I love that much goes into just like a little comedic beat.
Little clip. It's what, like 3 seconds long.
Yeah. So good.
That's your perfection.
So memorable.
I have lots of lovely memories. And I really did even enjoy it. I loved sitting in the auditorium and watching you guys perform. It was like I got this front row ticket to watching a show, you know, and I could do my little clapping. Yes. I was like, I'm going to be paid to sit in this room and just watch people perform for me.
As you say that, I'm looking at a GIF of you doing the yay, glee. Glee, hooray.
Now, Emma Pillsbury talks about John Stamos very early in the show.
Yeah.
Did you know that John Stamos was going to come on and be a crucial part of Emma's storyline?
I did not know. I don't even know if they knew at that point.
Right.
Did they know?
Yeah, I doubt it.
They're just like, let's get John Stamos.
Yeah, and there was, because it was funny. It was like a funny little like poke, right, mm-hmm. at John Stamos. We always have to say both his names, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
At John Stamos. No, but I didn't know. But that stuff was really memorable for me too, working with him and Gwyneth Paltrow. Have you heard of her?
Oh, who is that?
Paltrow, Miss Paltrow.
Goop herself.
Goop herself, Miss Goop. That was all really nice because I used to joke on the show because you know, I had a slightly different experience. I was an adult on the show, so I wasn't always there for every number and not getting to meet all of the artists. And I used to make a joke like, oh, they're trying to keep me away from anyone famous. Like, afraid I'll drool on them or something embarrassing.
They knew.
They knew better. So that for me was like really fun. I was so excited. Like, I'm looking at these really fun actors, and they made it a really great storyline for Will and I, for Matt and I, and that stuff was really memorable too. But I don't even know what season that was. That season two or three?
Yeah,
that was
two.
It.
Oh
my gosh! Again, it all just kind of.
It feels like, it was season
like
two.
Six.
Don't
you
quote
know?
Me.
It feels
I
like
don't...
six.
Yes, it was season 12.
Good God.
Yeah, I have so many nice memories.
Yeah.
You also had some of the, I think, most memorable lines and some of the most just insane things. How did you keep, are you good at not breaking during those comedic times? Like some of those, those like teacher lunch moments where Sue would come in and say some crazy things.
Oh my
to
gosh.
You guys.
Like, very hard doing stuff with Jane, obviously, because mm-hmm. she would just barrel in doing her thing and just
Eleanor, Ellen, Elmo.
Yeah, yes, yes. She would tell me I have bird bones and call me like a marmoset. Like she always had like really funny things to say to me. No, I'm pretty sure. I'm sure I broke, but if it's on Jane, if the camera's on Jane, it doesn't matter.
She doesn't break.
She doesn't break. She doesn't break. But no, I think I did break a lot on the show. I think. I don't know. It is so funny. It's funny what you
I don't think
said.
You did.
Maybe not.
I feel like watching you and remembering, like, how did she not?
It's called being a professional.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
You
know.
I always loved when Maddie broke because he has this like boisterous laugh when he breaks. So it would always make me laugh. And also it made me laugh when the adults would break because you guys were the professionals. We were just the children that were had to be tamed. So,
not true.
Like, we were always very intimidated to work with you all. Like I remember having a scene in your office for the first time. And just like when I had a scene in Jane's office for the first time, I was very scared.
That's
like,
so
these guys are good. Because we've been watching you and all, you know, like having the episodes, you know how they would screen all the episodes for us. So we had become fans and respected how good all of you were.
Mm-hmm.
And that totally nailing the tone and the comedy of the show
mm-hmm.
and not breaking during something like Thong Song. And I was like, how do we compete with this? How
the
do we do
dresses.
This?
Well, that's so funny. Well, that's a lovely thing to say. So thank you. But it's very funny hearing you say that because I think we all felt the same about you guys. I mean, I'm actually intimidated again doing musical numbers and things. So, but it's so nice that we all felt that about each other, that we all, respected each other and admired each other. And that's so lovely. What a nice cast we were. What a nice cast we were.
How nice. We are such nice people.
Aren't
we? We are really.
We are great people.
Great people.
Amazing.
We're nice. We're so talented.
I love us so much.
Nobody stands a chance.
I love me. Let's be real.
great therapy, by the way.
I would also like to say that, speaking of being a fan, that once you were allowed around the really famous people like Gwyneth and John Stamos.
I bought my armband.
Yeah.
With
like we all had for Britney
Spears.
Like a
remote taser.
I didn't get one. No, I think I did.
I remember bringing all of my friends to go see you in a movie with Tom Cruise because I was so... I was like, guys, like, she's in a movie with maybe the most famous person in the entire world.
She's 10 seconds, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, it does not matter. I yelled. I hoot and hollered.
You texted me after that. It was very nice. I was like, oh, someone's watching.
Just going toe-to-toe with Tom Cruise. No big deal.
Bring it.
Yeah, me and Tommy C.
Yeah. No big deal.
No big deal.
Movie star.
Oh,
you're
man.
Welcome. You know, I think it was probably watching us that really propelled you into being a movie star.
It was just really nice. You know, I feel like no one really knows who Tommy is. So it was nice to like promote Tommy for a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Really.
I am Tommy.
He needed it.
Yeah, he really needs the press.
He really needs the press.
That movie was excellent, by the way. That movie was very good.
It was a fun movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. It was I got to be tough. I got to be a tough... foul-mouthed.
Oh, I love that.
Some people call it having range, you know?
Oh, versatility.
Yeah.
Versatility. Well,
I wouldn't know what that's like, but you do.
If you can throw on a Southern accent, it's amazing what you can do. Changes everything.
Do you have any favorite lines of Emma's? Because I know we do.
Oh, God.
But can you even remember? I know.
That's like asking us lines.
To recall. We can jog your memory.
There's... My favorite lines.
And jog it. Because it's funny. I don't think I ever thought about what were the funny lines.
There's a list of some of your best lines, but my favorite lines of yours recently, like as we've been rewatching the show, early episodes, are all about like your wedding to Ken Tanaka and how it has to be like private. He's like, I've convinced her to show up and she has to be there. Let's see.
The gag reflex line was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I tried, but I don't have a gag reflex. And then you go, when you're older, that will turn out to be a gift.
That actually was that was like episode 2 or something.
Yeah, that was early.
That's right.
That was a very funny line. And I think it took me a while to get it. I was like, why is that a joke? And then, I get it. That's dirty.
Oh my gosh.
Kurt, I'm a girl who knows her solvents and your breath smells like rubbing alcohol.
Oh yes. That was when he vomited on me.
Yes.
I do remember that.
Bambi.
I loved all the innocent stuff that she had, like going along those lines of, well, I guess that wasn't so innocent, but that when I remember we were doing all the afternoon, we did that Afternoon Delight song. She was like heading up the celibacy club and she thought that Afternoon Delight was about having a nooner, which was just having dessert in the afternoon. And fluff. And like, she, you know, she was really, I thought, I liked all the very innocent stuff.
The wedding was going to be in Hawaii. This was, we just watched this episode, but they told me I couldn't bring my own fruit. Yeah. As she like cleans the grapes.
That's really funny.
It's also all so of cute. Her jokes are so informative of her character.
Yeah.
Which is really special.
Yes.
Like yeah. You've got a little mustard on your cute Kurt Douglas chin dimple. It's like, oh, she likes Kurt Douglas.
Yes. Yeah.
Like she's got a type.
Right. Yes, that's right. She has a type. No, that's very good.
Can
that's
you go now? I think I need to close the door and cry.
Oh, wait. What was that one? What was that one, I wonder?
To Will in Hello.
And Hello.
Oh, we're getting there. We'll let you know when we watch it because
we haven't watched that one yet.
Are you going in order? Are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you up to? I have listened to some. Where are you up? Where are
episode
you?
12 mattress.
Yeah, we're almost to sectionals basically.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh amazing.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hello is the one where John Groff is introduced, and we do the Beatles Hello Goodbye. That's when everybody got the flu and everybody was throwing up during that number. Literally throwing up during that number.
Yes, that's right. Nice. You just kept going.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of mattress, you have some really great lines for mattress, actually.
You do.
Here's just a couple greatest hits. Oh my God, Sue, did somebody finally punch you?
That's a good one.
Ken has a lot of flaws. He has 74 flaws as of yesterday.
That's a good one, too.
It's so good.
Yes.
I'd love to know who wrote most of those lines, if it was Ryan.
It sounds like Ian.
It does sound very Ian-y. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Ian-y, Brennan-y.
That was all in Brennan-y, by the way. All of those.
Was it?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, loved. They would be. Yeah. They
Teacher
should
Lounge.
Have a lot of zingers. But it was always masked in like, because she was always doing something. So I think that's what to me made her stuff funny. It's like she didn't mean anything by them. Like she would deliver a line while she's like cleaning something, you know, like it was always had these ancillary actions going on.
Here's your afternoon delight one. Afternoon delight is a dessert. It's made with coconut, pineapple and marshmallow fluff.
See, how delightful is that?
He's so cute. Nice. Just the cutest.
What I'm curious for you, because you know, part of us doing this podcast and we ask everybody this is, as the show has sort of weirdly found this new audience and like a resurgence of people, like have you felt, outside of your interviews, no one will leave you alone about Glee, but you know, like out in the public with the gen pop, the general population,
do you
get stopped more all of a sudden? Like, do you feel it in the streets?
Yes, I think so. I have definitely noticed that more people are watching again. And you tend to notice, or I tend to notice, because it'll be all of a sudden it's a younger generation, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of the same age of sort of teenager. Although it's really strange. When Glee first aired, I definitely felt it would be like a grandma would come up and then like a 10-year-old. Like
it was
totally.
But I think now that it's kind of finding itself again, it tends to be sort of teenager-y kids, to college-y sort of kids that are coming back up to me. And that started happening probably in the past year or two, I think, as it's been put online and streaming the whole thing. People definitely, it's so lovely. It's like, oh, wow, people are watching this again. And like, it's fresh and it's new and means something to them. And definitely noticed. Yeah, it's happening. It's happening again.
It is.
It's like, oh God, it's happening again.
It's happening again. It's happening again. How many different ways can we say that?
It's happening again.
What,
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that.
That's one of the best lines.
Brilliant. Before we let you go, we're never letting you go. What is the feeling that, or the feeling that Glee leaves you with, of your memories of Glee, or, you know, just when you think about it?
Yeah, I have nothing but happy, gleeful feelings when it comes to Glee. I think it's always been this special experience that I got to be a part of and that massively influenced my life. Mm. and in all the most wonderful ways. And it's been a life changer for me. Mm-hmm. And there were times when it first came out, you know, people didn't know who I was, and I was overwhelmed by, we were just talking about people coming up to you. Definitely remember first, it was an overwhelming feeling of, oh gosh, I'm going to the grocery store and I'm, you know, people, 10 people have come up to me and I'm not past the apples. Like, mm-hmm. which was yeah. really exciting and kind of, but overwhelming at the same time. And then, you know, going to award shows all of a sudden and people knowing the show and knowing your work that you'd, you know, I'd admired for years. So that was like such a life-changing thing for me. And I don't think I realized at the time, oh, this is a show that this is going to keep going as well. So I'm still feeling this love for the show, even now, what is it, 15 years later. So yeah, this will be one of the most incredible things that I've ever been a part of. And I am supremely grateful for it and have nothing but happy, happy memories from the show.
We love that.
You're the best.
We love Emma Pillsbury. I don't know if you also know this. My daughter's name is Emma.
Yes, I did notice that.
She did her research.
Is there a reason for that? What was the Emma? Is that family?
No, it was just something that we really.
It's for you.
I mean, I don't know if you had this experience, but going through looking for names of your children, the stakes are high, and we couldn't figure out anything. And you know, we finally came across a couple of names, and Emma was one of them. And we like what it means. It's like whole and universal, and we just felt like she kind of completed our family, so that's where we came up with Emma. But it wasn't, and also you, of course, but
that's
I do find myself calling her weird nicknames, and I realized that there's some of the nicknames that Ken Tanaka calls you.
Like, can I ask what would be a nickname?
One of them was Eminem, and I was like, where is that from, Eminem? And I was like, oh my god, that's Glee. That's Glee.
Dark.
There was one other one.
That's cute.
I call her Emilemma a lot, and that he did to Emilemma Ding Dong.
Emilemma Ding Dong.
And I call her Emilemma a lot. So I thought that was
a lovely name. I love that it means wholeness. I don't think I ever looked it up.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to share that tidbit. But we love you, and it was so good to see you.
Thank you so much for spending time and taking the walk to warm up your brain. We appreciate it.
You know what? Anytime. I love you guys a lot. It's really nice to talk to you and see you. And congrats and good luck on your journey of going through all the shows.
Oh, thank you. If you ever want to come back, if you have any thoughts on a specific episode, please come back.
I walk most days, so you hit me. You hit me around noon. I'm good.
Fantastic.
Please send our love to Adam, who's incredible.
Yes. And please embarrass your son for us.
Yeah.
I will.
Can't wait for that.
Great. Great. Thanks, Jema.
Thank you, Jema.
Love you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Jema is one of the funniest and sweetest little muffins that I have ever met.
She's like, she just can't help herself. She's so funny and so delightful.
More
all
like
the time.
A breath of fresh air that Jema May is. We are so grateful
really
that she came on, and we hope you guys enjoyed it, and tune in next week for another recap and another great guest, and we love you all.
And go watch Disenchanted. Go do that. A lot of Glee family in that.
That's
go,
right.
Go support.
Lots of dancers.
Okay. See you next time.
And that's what you really missed.
Bye. Thanks for listening. And follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.